Lieutenant Governor Byron Nilaut says it all started back in 2014 when Alaska officially recognized its 21 indigenous languages, including Yupik. That paved the way for the legislative resolution passed in April, urging the governor to declare a linguistic emergency for Alaska's native languages.
The governor received it, agrees fully with the reasoning behind it, and signed in Juneau an administrative order, which itself has the force of law.
That instruction stands until another governor overturns it, adds Nilaut. The order says that the state must do all that it can to preserve and support language revitalization efforts.
All state agencies, all departments of the state of Alaska should work with Alaska Native tribes on a government-to-government basis, recognizing the sovereignty of those tribes.
The Department of Education and Early Development is the lead agency in responding to the emergency, says Nilaut, and each officer of the governor's cabinet will need to designate a point person. State signs will also change.
For the names of public places, major streets and throughways, and marine signage and aviation signage should recognize and reflect Alaska Native languages.
The Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council will continue to play a role in making specific recommendations to the governor. Nilaut says the administration will continue to work to find additional resources to protect and revitalize Alaska's indigenous languages.
The state is prepared to work with the legislature to do whatever is fiscally responsible to meet this emergency.
Unlike other native languages in Alaska, the Yupik language is spoken on a regular basis. One of the advocates for the language worked for decades at KYUK. Before he died this summer, John Active did everything from reporting to reading the news in Yupik and telling stories, conducting call-in programs, and talking with elders in Yupik. He helped shape the radio station where local programming was translated and conducted in Yupik because he was passionate about keeping the language vital and saw radio as a tool. Locally, Active made sure listeners heard different dialects of Yupik, representing upper and lower Kuskokwim River communities and coastal communities.
You should be proud. You should be proud to hear little Chupik, little Makoyak, little upriver.
When outsiders came to report or shoot a documentary, Active pushed them to use people from the community as guides to better understand the region and improve reporting in stories and films.
Unfortunately, a lot of times outsiders come to our area and make films, and they miss the whole point about our lives sometimes, the way we live and stuff. They don't understand our culture. They don't know what's appropriate to film sometimes.
The lieutenant governor took time to recognize Active's legacy, pointing also to the Yupik people who worked to get the linguistic emergency officially recognized.
There are many from the Yupik regions who were very active and leaders in the overall development of this administrative order and the recognition that we do have a linguistic emergency. So it is both timely and reminiscent to mention people like John Active.
Long before Active became an elder, he recognized the importance of getting elder interviews on the air and archived. Before he died, he talked about why it was important to record and keep this oral tradition so cultural wisdom and history would not be lost.
The elders don't have anything written down. Their brains are computers. Everything, their knowledge is in their head from remembering back when they were growing up and how they were taught by their parents and elders. So when elders die, all that information that they have in their heads will be lost.
It was the lieutenant governor's first time back at KYUK since John Active died.
He was such an incredible personality, such an incredible teacher of language in his own right, and I miss him very much, and I know we all do.
John Active will also soon be inducted into the Alaska Broadcasters Hall of Fame. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.